Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 results conference call of Monte Carlo Fashions, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Dinesh Gogna, Director; Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director; Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer; and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Panjwani, Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Jain for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the quarterly performance for Q2 and the first half of financial year 2024. Let me start by sharing the standalone financials and the operational highlights. The company reported revenues of 212 crore during Q2 financial 2024, representing a degrowth of around 15% year-on-year. EBITDA for this quarter was 34 crore, which declined by 33% year-on-year, and EBITDA margins were reported at 16%. The margins were reduced in the current quarter due to higher sale returns. Sale returns amounted to 56 crore against 27 crore in Q2 financial 2023. Undelivered sales net profit stood at 13.3 crore for this quarter, which declined by 56% year-on-year. Talking about first half of financial year 2024, revenue from operations stood at 351 crore, which degrew marginally by 3% year-on-year. EBITDA was around 30 crore, witnessing a decline of around 46% year-on-year. With EBITDA margin reported at 8.51%, net profit stood at 1.7 crore, a decline of 94% year-on-year. On the balance sheet side, as of quarter ending, we had a cash balance of 247 crore, which comprises of cash and bank balances along with the current and non-current investments. Long-term borrowing reduced to 1 crore as of September 2023 compared to 2.7 crore of March 2023, which shows our efficiency in serving the debts. Now moving on to the operational performance, Monte Carlo Fashion continues with its endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with continued effort to increase its distribution network. The company recently added 24 new EBOs, 17 in COCO model and 7 in FOFO model. With this, the total EBO has reached 377 across 20 states. Currently, we have 1,700+ MBOs, 377 EBOs, and 1,000+ national chain store plus SIS. Our online sales through our own website stood at 2.4 crore for the first half of this financial year. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. The first question is from the line of Dhiral from PhillipCapital PCG. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, last quarter I.
Dhiral, sir, there's a lot of disturbance from your line.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir, you're audible, but there's a lot of background disturbance. I'll request you to move to a silent place.
Hello, am I audible?
Much better, sir. Please proceed.
Sir, last quarter I remember you talked about that at the retail level, the inventory was much lower than the historical average. So what led to the sharp returns in this quarter versus last quarter?
No, no. I mentioned some of the inventory which we received was in June and some of the inventory which we received in July. So that is why the total impact of that overall inventory was 56 crore, which was higher as compared to last financial year. So that is why, because whenever the inventory comes back, so we take it on a cost, and when we bill it on WSP, that is wholesale price. So that is 26 crore is a loss of that return inventory, which is again going into the stores in this quarter. So this is why the loss is, this is why Rapid has declined in this quarter.
So sir, so this inventory is of which season, sir, particularly last year summer, or you are talking about the winter season? Sir?
No, I am talking about last year winter.
Okay, okay. And what is the rationale to enter into the, you know, leather shoes space, which is totally unrelated to the existing apparel business?
Basically, this is, you know, there are two reasons for that. One is there are very few brands in formal category, particularly shoes in India. And secondly, there have been repeated demands from our franchisees that people are asking and looking for shoes also. So we have just tested a launch of around 40 stores, which are bigger in size. So we are keeping as a test launch of shoes in our 40 stores. And depending upon the test launch, the company will take further decisions.
So we will be making the shoes, or we will be doing the trading, you know, on our own name, like what we do for home textiles?
No, no, we are outsourcing it. We are outsourcing it, and we have a vendors for that, and then we are marketing it in our brand name.
Okay, so now if you see in current Q3, are almost 40 to 45 days has gone, right? So what is the overall, you know, the demand outlook for the current quarter? Have you seen any uptake, particularly on the winter side?
See, to be very honest, October has been slow, but since the beginning of November, it has picked up. As we are approaching near Diwali, and also the wedding season is going to start in very short time. So the demand has picked up in last 7-10 days, and we are very hopeful that because this year production is also less and inventory already being taken care of, so we are hopeful that we'll have a good quarter going forward.
So what is the full year growth guidance now? As you talked about earlier, that we'll be sharing, you know, by Q2 end, and what kind of margins are we expecting for the full year?
We have already given the full year guidance that we'll be having a flat year this year. We don't anticipate much growth in this financial year. So either we'll be having a flat year, or there may be an increase of around 4-5% in the revenues. So that is the guidance we already gave our in last analyst call also.
And sir, in terms of margin for the full year?
We are still hopeful that we'll be able to maintain our margins plus minus 100 basis point of last year's EBITDA level.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sanjeev Goswami from Fractal Capital Investments LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. I had this question around our inventory. And if you look at the September 2023 inventory, it has further increased by 30% YoY compared to September 2022.
Can you please repeat it? Your voice is not audible at all.
Oh, can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, now it's much better.
Yeah, so your inventory for September 2023 has further increased by 13% on a YoY basis compared to September.
No, I'm sorry, we are not able to hear you. You need to, you know,
your audio is breaking up, sir.
Is it better now?
Sir, it's still breaking up.
Okay, I'll come in the line afterwards, please.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand, our EBOs have been growing at a faster rate than our revenue. So what has been going on here? Because we guided that in 2 years, we kind of reach an optimum level for our EBOs, but it is otherwise. So if you could help me explain that.
See, I'm not able to understand your question. Can you please repeat it?
Yes, sir. Sir, our EBOs, company owned, company operated EBOs have grown at a faster rate than our revenue. So I'm just trying to understand that what has there been any longer period for the payback from these stores, because you had guided in 2 years we kind of reach an optimum level. So if you could just help me understand that.
If I have clearly understood your question, you are saying that the EBOs, company on EBO sales have increased more as compared to the revenues of the company. See, there's a reason for that. Basically, the EBO sales have gone down. As there are smaller MBOs which are, you know, again, because of discretionary spending has gone down, are not performing well, particularly in this financial year. So that is why the EBO sales are actually moreover consistent, and it has not gone down, but the other sales in particularly in MBO has gone down. So that is why EBO sales are looking better as compared to MBO sales. So going forward also, we think that this trend will continue, and the company has planned to open 50 to 55 stores as committed in the last conference call in this financial year. Out of that, 24 have already been opened and will be opening balance in the next 6 months. And we are hopeful that the EBO sales will be definitely increasing as compared to other channels because of the trend which is continuing in this market.
Okay. And sir, on our textile plan, so how is the progress going on that front?
See, there are many hassles as far as land procurement is concerned. We are still not able to procure the land from the government, basically. So there are a lot of departments are involved and companies trying as early as can to procure the land from the, basically, in Kathua region.
So, do we have some kind of timeline when since the day we procure our land, like in 12 to 18 months, will be operational?
Pardon?
Sir, what will be the timeline since the day we procure the land for to be operational?
So the day the land is available to us, so it will take at least 12 to 15 months to make the plant operational.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that in my memory, sir, this is the first time that we are facing this issue of return of inventory and that too significant amount in the first half of this year. So going forward, sir, what are we doing that in future this does not get repeated, sir? Because then what happens, sir, if the company comes out with very good numbers also in some quarter, the shareholders are not sure that maybe these sales will get reversed in future. So what are you doing so that we can avoid this in future?
Yeah, it's a very good question. You are right that this problem has come basically first time. It has come earlier also, I think 7 to 8 years back, but that problem was not that bigger, which is in this year. So I would explain what was the reason for this kind of return. See, there were two reasons for that. Earlier, we were having a model where we were, doing less business with large format stores and also the online channels where the returns are more as compared to normal channels like MBO, SIS and EBOs. So this year, what we have done is that now we have again reduced our exposure to large format store. So that will definitely reduce the returns, which will take inwards. And secondly, what we are doing is that we are making some of the returns which we get from our LSS and EBOs, we are sending back to the stores, which other brands are also doing. So in that case, so that will be taken care of, like the returns what we got from last year, earlier we used to sell it on only our factory outlet. But when the return is more, factory outlet cannot absorb all the returns. So what we have decided this year is that in the EOSS sales, so some of the returns will go to those channels also, so that will take care of the returns which is coming from the stores as well as from the LSS. So I'm sure that with this step, definitely going forward, we will not have these kind of problems in the future.
Sure, sir. And sir, also our advertisement and business promotion expenses also come down a lot from 13 crore to 5.37 crore Y-on-Y in the second quarter, and the same is the story in the first half. So I hope that trying to avoid getting hit on the margin is not taking a toll on the future business development and growth prospects of the company.
See, we should not see advertising revenues for one quarter. Basically, we have to see it as annual basis. So when there are Diwali is late, the wedding season is late, so definitely advertising expense shifts to third quarter. So last year, Diwali was early. It was in October. So that is why some of the expense occurred in September quarter. But this year, Diwali and wedding season is late as compared to last year. So some of the expenses have shifted to this quarter. So overall, I think we'll be maintaining our guidance of what we have like committed at around 3% of our total revenues. So that will remain same, but it keep on varying quarter to quarter, depending upon the festive seasons and wedding seasons.
Sure, sir. And sir, just lastly, sir, our debt has also actually, we used to be debt-free, but now there is a net debt. So I am hoping that once the inventory gets unwound by 31st March again, we should be debt-free, sir. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. You are right in that. See, the long-term debt is only 1 crore, as already I have spoken about that. And it's normally working capital debt. And working capital debt has gone up because of the inventory of last year also, which we are carrying forward, and for this year inventory also. And I'm 100% sure that by 31st December, when we'll reach by the end of this quarter, The debt to debt, short-term debt, working capital debt will be taken care of. It will come back to the normal level.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much in this.
Thank you. The next, a reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Kaustav Das from Das Investments Group. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. So, I just wanted to understand that if you guys are seeing some kind of a demand slowdown, or is it like you are losing some market share because of, you know, what I was seeing is that the amount of volume that you have sold compared to H1 last year, this year it seems to be flat, but actually if you dig in the numbers that you have provided, it seems that in home textile and in kids section, there has been a considerable decline. So are we losing some market share here?
No, basically what is happening is that the dispatch has been shifted to this quarter. So last year, because of early wedding and early Diwali season, dispatch was mainly in the September quarter. So around 30 to 40 crore of dispatch has been shifted to this quarter. So that's the main reason for less sales in kids and in home textile division. But I think once we have the year end, so we'll see that improvement coming in this third and fourth quarter. And secondly, we are not losing any market share. And I think if you are in the market and if you ask all other brands who are there in the market, actually we are gaining market share particularly in this winter wear, because some of the brands we heard that because most of the manufacturing happens in Ludhiana, they have cut down their production by 50%. So this is the news which is we are getting from the market. And the local hosiery which is there in Ludhiana have reduced their production by 30%. And we have cut down our production only by 15%. So we are very optimistic that we'll be gaining our market share in this quarter rather than losing our market share.
Okay, why are we, cutting down on production? Because is it because of shorter winters or like is the demand slow in India this time around, this year? Like,
again, a very good question. See, the reason for cutting down production was because of more returns we got from last year. So we need to take into account the returns which we received from our stores also. So that return is going back along with this fresh production. So that is why we cut down this production by 15% this financial year.
Okay, so I just want to understand one thing. Like hypothetically, if you just think, so last year you might have booked the revenue, but that had to be returned and now you're trying to sell it back. So if we adjust for all of these anomalies, what would be the actual growth of the company, like the real sales growth? Can you just explain, like, what will be the sales growth for Monte Carlo products? I'm just trying to understand what is the growth, underlying growth, actually.
Yeah, as far as revenues are concerned, we see a flat year ahead. Because the production we have already cut down, so whatever returns we have got, we are sending again with the EOSS sales. So that will be sold in that period. But otherwise, the overall revenues of the company, I would say that it will remain same at the last year's level mostly, or there can be some growth because we have got a very good booking in the summer's booking, which is double-digit growth as far as last year's summer booking is concerned. So that may add some revenue growth in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Okay. Coming to the next point, that you guys are entering the business of shoes. So will you be focusing on premium or like the lower end of the shoes? Like I saw there is a premium shoe. One product is definitely premium shoe. But what will be the pricing? Because to be honest, like what I'm seeing right now is that there is a demand slowdown across the board for smaller ticket products. Like for example, things which are not that expensive, but maybe luxury items are having a quite significant demand. So just trying to understand like which category you are trying to focus.
Yeah, thank you again, because I think many will be very curious that why we have entered into this segment. So there are two reasons for that. Primarily, if you see in formal shoes segment, there are only few brands you can name it, particularly in, I would say, formal leather wear category. And secondly, we are not launching it in all these stores. See, there are around 45 stores which are bigger in size. So just to keep that space idle will not give us anything. So if we have a category which is selling, if we can put that category into that store, it's not increasing my overheads, it's not increasing my marketing cost of salespeople. At the same time, it is generating additional sales in that store that will help us in having the better margins, particularly in those stores. So that was the reason we introduced only in 40 stores where we have adequate space. It's not that we're going to have in all these stores. So I just wanted to clarify this.
And how does the margin profile look like in your shoe compared to your garments?
It is same because we keep the same markup as we have kept in our garments. As being in a premium category, which is above 4,000, 5,000, so margins are same.
Okay, okay. Thank you. I will return back to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Jawar from AJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what I understand is this year we'll have basically no growth compared to last year. Hello. Am I audible now?
Your voice is breaking. It's not audible.
Now?
Yeah. Hello. Some words we can hear and some words, you know, again, we are not able to hear.
Okay. What I am asking is, sir, this year we are having a...
Please go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Jawar. Your audio is breaking up.
Or you can...
Now, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
You can tell the question to ma'am, she can ask from us.
Yeah, what I'm asking is, this year we don't have growth, that is, year on year we are flat, that is expectation. What about next 2 to 3 years, what is the guidance in terms of revenue and margins?
So thank you very much for asking this question, because we were, I was like anticipating it. So, so what happens is that after the COVID, if you remember in 2020, our sale was 624 crore. So in 2 years, it has jumped to 1100 crore. So basically, there was a growth of around 37% CAGR in the last 2 years. So definitely, when the company grows, so inventory also grows. So there is always a 1 year, if the winter season is not good, it comes after 7-8 years. So everybody is stuck up with the inventory. So I think that issue is now taken care of, because of we have cut the production in this financial year, and we are using the returns of the last year also. So going forward, as now the slate is very clear, as inventory issue is taken care of, we are very confident to grow double digit 15 to 20% going forward next to 2 to 3 years. As the store expansion is also happening and other categories are also increasing, summer gear sales, in just recently conducted trade show, we have seen a double digit volume growth in that. So that shows the confidence of all the consumers in our brand, and that also gives us the confidence to say that we can easily grow 15 to 20% going forward.
That's good to hear, sir. Sir, can you throw some light on the Kashmir plant? What will be the revenue coming going forward in next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that there's a lot of problems in acquiring the land in J&K state. It goes from 9 to 10 departments, and we are trying from last 6 to 7 months, but still we are not able to register the land in our name. So as soon as the land is registered, so then we can give update on when the plant will be operational.
So basically, then the growth will come from basically our existing same store, whatever the growth will happen from the our same store, right then?
See, whatever growth we are saying is that we are not taking into account the additional sale of J&K plant. What I'm saying right now is the organically, what we are ever growing in our stores and also in the normal business of Monte Carlo. So that growth I'm talking about. So if that plant is operational, so that will be additional growth which will come into the picture. But right now, we are talking only about the Monte Carlo brand's growth.
Okay, great, great. Sir, what about the addition of stores? Like current year, we are adding some roughly 40 to 50 stores, right? So next 2 to 3 years, you are planning the same?
See, earlier, if you remember that, from if I don't take into account last year, we were expanding 25 to 30 stores every year. Last year we expanded 45 stores. This year our target is 50 to 55 stores. And next 2 years we'll be targeting 60 to 65 stores to open in full financial year.
That's great. Sir, if I may ask, what you are seeing that you are that is good for the growth, but what are you seeing that so that you are expanding like 22, you are now going at a run rate of 60 to 70. So,
yeah.
Can you throw some light here? What demand or what's the brand is taking into shape in next 2 to 3 years?
See, because we have seen that the MBO business is actually slowing down, because the smaller MBOs, either they are closing up or they are not able to make up, you know, because of the expenses have gone up. So that is why there are pockets where we think that the company can see we cannot lose sales in those areas where some of the MBOs have closed. So we need to open our EBOs in those areas to gain that share, you know, which we already have in those pockets. So So that is the company have decided to up its guidance of store opening. So this year, as already have guided, that we'll be opening 50 to 55 stores, and going forward, we'll be opening 60 to 65 stores every year, depending upon your the circumstances, and definitely depend on the macro environment also.
Okay, great, great. Sir, how much cash we have in the books?
We have 247 crore as of 30th September.
Okay. Okay. So that you are keeping it for Jammu and Kashmir plant, or what is the utilization thoughts there?
We have already a cash flow of almost 100 crore every year. So it's not that we require money for that particular plant. And also that plant is having debt also, because that debt is very subsidized. There's an interest subvention scheme which is available at 2% of the cost. So money is basically not needed right now in the company, and it can be used by giving dividends and whatever board decides, you know, in the board meetings. So it's always good to have money on the books rather than debt on the books.
But yeah, so just a suggestion, then it's a good way to do a buyback, right? You can increase your stake, and
there is every possibility. Whatever the board decides, definitely we'll let you know.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best. Looking forward for coming years. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Panjwani. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question. Like, other categories in consumer, like jewelry and consumer durable, are seeing strong growth trend, but apparel category is seeing muted trend. How are you seeing this?
I think this trend will also come back. You know, after COVID, what was happening was that there was a pent-up demand for everything. And that demand is now basically being curtailed to only traveling, only to, you know, going to restaurants and, you know, vacation and all. So money is going particularly in those areas. But as of now, we see that because of inflation has gone up, and also the discretionary spending is down. So this particular year we have seen there is some discretionary spending is not happening. But this will come back definitely, as it has come back after COVID also. The same thing we experienced in 2020, and same thing we are experiencing now. But all these are, you know, nothing is permanent. So it keeps on changing. And we are very hopeful that by this festive season, everything should be normalized.
Yeah, sir. And one more question. For apparel as a category, we have to plan our inventory in advance for future growth expectation. So as a company, or based on your industry interactions, what is the kind of growth that industry is expecting for this year's festive season?
See, to be very honest, as we have been discussing every day with our marketing team about what other brands are doing and what other brands are performing in the market, to be very honest, we have seen that if we degrew only 10 to 12%, other brands have degrown in winter wear category 30 to 35%. So by this estimate, you can have the Q3 of other brands also, and I'm 100% sure, not even 99% sure, will be performing much better in Q3 as compared to any other brand which is there in the market.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck for the festive season.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determine Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, team. Two questions at my end. So you, sort of noted that, the MBO channel is under a, little bit of, stress. And some MBOs are either buying less or maybe not buying from you, but there are sort of distributors. I mean, there are different MBOs with different brands. So if one MBO in a particular market is not buying from you, typically companies go find another distributor or MBO to sort of stock their products. Is that not a possibility? I mean, I'm just saying that, the more EBOs that you have, it's also more, the business model sort of then tends to become a lot more asset heavy, in that sense. So just trying to understand your thoughts on that.
See, you are right in one sense, but the thing is that every market has, some top MBOs and some, the medium MBOs. So we work only with the MBOs who are premium dealers. who are selling premium goods. So those dealers actually are having some problems because of discretionary spending has gone down. They may pick up in this festive season or next summer. It is not that they are not going to perform again. But the problem is there in this financial year particularly. And I am hopeful that they may pick up from this festive season or next season. The reason for our opening of EBOs is that because we need that there is a, you know, we need to have some security also particularly in those areas. Even if they don't perform in the future or if they perform less, we just can't, you know, have this thinking only that they will start performing by this festive season. So company needs to have their security also so that it should not lose its customer if they are looking for Monte Carlo product in particular that region. So that is the reason we are opening our EBOs. Also at the same time, we are, you know, pushing our MBOs also to increase our sales.
Okay, understood, sir. On the second point, you know, this LFS and online issue that you sorted. So, I mean, you know, this has been there in the industry, you know, for a while, and these channels also tend to be a little bit more, you know, discount-led, you know, channels. Again, just a sort of business model question here. So right now, you seem to be operating with these channels on a, you know, sale or return, you know, basis. But at least I know from online guys that, you know, they are happy to work on an, you know, outright model also. But of course, they will demand a little bit, you know, extra couple of percentage point, you know, extra in terms of, you know, gross margin at your end. So why reduce your exposure to these channels? Would it not be better to, you know, basically, you know, shift from an SOR model to an outright, you know, sale model if you're sort of facing these issues? Because these are important channels. I mean, LFS and online put together in online, put together in apparel is, I think, around, you know, 25-30% of, you know, sales. So, you know, reducing your dependency on these channels also, you know, doesn't help in the long run.
See, consciously we have taken a decision that we should be around 10% of our sales, not going beyond that, particularly in LFS, because the returns are more in that and so also margins are less. It's not that we are removing our products from LFS. We'll be present in Reliance, we'll be present in Shoppers Stop, we'll be present in Central, wherever we are present. The only thing is that we are not sending our stock to those areas where the sales are less. Because we have seen that last year, some of the areas where we have sent our goods, actually we got 50% return from those areas. So we have cut down those stores, those areas where the returns are more, and we are increasing our presence in those areas where our returns are less and sales are more, and we'll keep on doing that in the future as well. It's not that we will cut down our LFS exposure. It may go up next year also if those stores which we have taken this year perform better than the rest of the stores. So there is no fixed policy for like we'll be reducing our LFS exposure, or it all depends on the, you know, performance of the channel. If one channel performs better, definitely it have more exposure. If one channel performs lesser, definitely it will have less exposure in that financially.
No, I understand that, but what are your thoughts on, you know, the SOR model versus an outright sale model? So in the outright sale model, obviously, you know, you get slightly, you know, lesser in terms of, you know, margins, but our overall margins are, as it is, sort of fairly healthy. And you pass on the, you know, inventory risk, you know, to the LFS or the online, you know, people, you know, effectively. So what are your thoughts on those two?
I understand your question correctly. See, first of all, LFS doesn't buy outrightly. The Reliance and other brands won't buy outrightly. Online, yes. The Flipkart buys outrightly, but then we lose our control on the pricing. So what they do is that when they buy outrightly, they can put simply 50%, 40% discount on the products, which we don't accept because we only go for USS sales. So we want to have a full control on the pricing when we display our products either on online or LFS or on our own channels. So that is why we are not selling outrightly to Flipkart. So they will just spoil the market. So that is the fear we have, and that they have done in the past also, because we tried last to last year, and that is why we are selling them as our model. So where we have a control on the pricing also.
Okay. Now I have understood your point, sir. Thank you. Yes. This is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Kaustav Das from Das Investments Group. Please go ahead. Kaustav, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So, thanks for the follow-up. I just wanted to ask three more questions. So, when you are saying that the winter season was bad, which winter are you trying to refer? Is it like the coming winter or the winter that's already behind us, like the last year?
Last year winter.
Okay, last year winter. So, okay. And are you seeing some kind of stress? Because overall, if you see the, you know, winter months are coming down, is it causing some kind of stress to your business, or are you not seeing that?
No, no. Winter, we are very positive. Definitely, there was, you know, less footfalls in October month, and that is because of Shraddh have come early and Navratris were late, and the festive season was late. But beginning of November, we have seen that footfalls have also increased and sales have also gone up. So as of now, we are very hopeful. I can't say about full November and December month, but as of now, as Diwali is very near, so sales have improved. See, we are very positive with this trend going forward.
Okay, so to understand, what you are saying is that this is like a one-time phenomena that might occur in 5, 6, 7 years, where there might have been some stocking and there might have been some, you know, bad winter that might cause this kind of discrepancy, but this is not going to be on a regular basis. This might be in 5 to 7 years. Is my understanding correct?
In my experience of 27 years, it has occurred 3 times.
Okay.
So you can say that every 8, 9 years, there is 1 year where we have less winters or where we have a less monsoon or where we are deficient in rains. It's related basically. So whenever we see there is some deficiency in the rain, so it can happen. It's the weather, you know, you can't control it. But again, you know, again, we don't say that because of a bad winter, actually, the sales are down. Sometimes it is because of higher inflation also, the sales are down because people are spending less on clothes and all. So that can be another reason which can happen anytime. So these will be mainly two reasons why sometimes the sales are down.
Some sort of dependence on the sales.
Got it. Just one thing. So all of the returns that were happening, why didn't you book in the first quarter itself? Like, why did it spill over to the second quarter?
No, we take the return on actual basis. At some stores, far away, we get in July and some in June. So that is why because we have a refinishing capacity also. So we have a staggered returns policy where we have a defined timelines that when we can take the return so that we are also not get crowded at our warehouses also.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I think it will be helpful from the next time, you know, on the con call, you can give a guidance to the investors that what might occur. Like if you could have explained, that this scenario might occur in maybe one or two con calls before, then I think market would not have reacted sharply. But anyways, that is fine. The other two things that I wanted to ask is, like, you guys are expanding in Southern India. How are you seeing the demand? Like, I get the winter wear demand is a bit lower there, and summer wear is more. So, how is your demand shaping up?
Yeah, you are right that summer wear demand is more in southern and western market, and we are having very good sales basically. That is why we are increasing our EBOs over there. Right now, we opened, I think, four, five EBOs in this final year, and we are opening another 5, 6 EBOs. So there will be 10 to 12 EBOs in southern region and 5 EBOs in western region. And initial response has been very encouraging. That is also actually pushing us to open more EBOs. In Chennai, we had only one EBO. So I just give you an example. See, we opened Palladium Mall in Chennai, and in 1 year itself, we did a sale of 1 crore, which we're normally doing in tier two, tier three city in northern region, and it's mostly summer sales. So we have planned 3 more now showrooms in Chennai. One is in Ampa Mall, one is in Marina Mall, already opened, one is in Express Mall. So because we got very good response in one region, so that is helping us to take decisions faster in particularly those regions. And similarly, in Bangalore, we have planned almost, I think, 9 stores this year. Earlier, it was only 4 stores. So that is giving us the confidence in summer wear range also. So going forward, we are very confident in our, and you would see that in our presentation for full year presentation, South and West should grow, even though whole company is not growing, but this region should grow around 35%-40% as compared to last financial year.
Understood. So, from what you have told, it seems that your summer wear business is going good. I just want to understand, like, what is the margin profile there in comparison to the winter wear? Like, are the margins similar?
Unfortunately, the summer margins at PBT level are better than winter wear margins.
Okay. So then in that case, I believe that you guys should focus more on the summer wear. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, don't focus on winter wear, but you should also try to focus more and more on summer wear on and the premium luxury kind of clothing, because this will actually help you know, to move away from the seasonality factor, because India is mostly a summer and humid kind of a country. So summers are not going to be bad. Like, even if winters are bad, mostly summers are not going to be bad. So, yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Like, do you want to expand the summer wear?
Yeah, I agree with you, and that is what we have been trying to do from the last 5 years. If you see my investor presentation of 5-6 years back, it used to be 70% of third quarter, now which has come down to 50%. So why it is 50%? It's not that winter wear has not grown. The summer wear have grown faster than winter wear, and other three quarters are actually taking 50% of the business. And it is increasing every year. So because the summer wear is growing double digit and the winter wear is growing single digit. So going forward, I would say that if I say next 3 years downward, we should have only 40% sales from this third quarter. The balance comes from the last three quarters.
Okay. So maybe 3-4 years down the line, this seasonality factor will be lot less behind us, right? Because you will become very much summer heavy. Not summer heavy, but at least summer wear will become a significant part of the business.
In our internal discussion, whatever, you know, we have a meeting, so we have decided that by 2027, we should have, you know, more summer exposure than winter wear exposure.
Right.
Full financial year, yeah.
Right, and then that might help you to actually reduce this kind of seasonality. Okay, got it. One last thing. So you guys are having a lot of cash, and I think some other participant also explained that you should do a buyback. So don't you think like buying back at this kind of a market price will actually help you guys? Because if you see right now, the stock seems quite undervalued. Like if on a PE basis, it's like 13, 14 times, and you guys are a good brand. So obviously, the brand premium is not visible right now on the market. So don't you think that you guys should tap into the market and do a buyback so that it actually shows up your percentage and it actually helps in the long run? So what are your thoughts on that?
Can't comment anything in this earning call, but board may decide it, you know, as and when this question comes. And definitely, when you have a more cash, so either company gives dividend, good dividend, or company goes for buyback. So both options are available with support.
Sure. Okay, thank you. Let's come back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Vivek Kumar, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. If there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Arjun Chandani, a retail investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. So I had two questions. I joined a little late, so I don't know if it's already been answered. So the inventory that was there last year because of a shortened winter, the prices that we are getting for that inventory are the full prices, or are you having to give some discounts or something on that? And just one more thing on the store opening. So in earlier con calls, you had mentioned that 90% of the stores that you will be opening will be franchise owned and franchise operated. But for the first part of this year, at least the majority of stores opened have been company operated and company owned. So if you could throw some light on that.
So the first part, if I clearly understood, so whenever we get the inventory, you know, we book it at a cost. So that is why we have incurred a loss. So whenever we sell it again, we sell it at a wholesale price. So we realize the profit. So if I am answering, I think this is what you wanted to know.
Yeah. So you won't have to discount that inventory further in order to sell it. Right? You'll sell it at
no. There have been some discounts at the store level, but not at the company level.
Okay. All right.
And secondly, see, the 7 stores which you say is a company owned, so overall percentage 80-85% will remain same. So in the next 6 months, you would see that more of the franchisee stores are coming up. So the overall percentage of company owned store will remain at around 10-15%, and 85% will be the franchise owned, franchise operated stores only.
Okay, so you're seeing good demand from for the franchise openings as well, right? Second half.
Yeah, so that's why we have already showrooms have been planned, and that is why we are guiding a store opening of 50-55 in full financial year. So 24 has been already opened, and balance 30 will come up in this second half.
All right. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yes. Sir, most of the questions are answered. I had a few questions, especially on the shoe business. How much is the investment in terms of, you know, the inventory we are putting up to start with in this?
It's just a 2 crore inventory basically. It's only for 40 stores we are planning up. So depending upon that, we'll see, you know, what we can do in the other stores which are opening basically at, you know, larger areas, more than 2,000 square feet. Because we're not keeping shoes lesser than 2,000 square feet store. Because, and the reason why we are putting up in more than 2,000 square, because the space is available. So we need to use it. So that can only generate additional sales, and there is a market for that also.
And we are looking at putting up belts and other accessories also along with the shoes, or only shoes as of now?
We are considering belts also, but still it has not like put up in the stores. And we are considering already socks are there as far as caps are there in the stores. So 2 accessories are already there, the stores, the socks and caps. And these shoes we are putting up in 40 stores. And company may think of other accessories also in the future.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, you know, basically in this particular segment, what is the total addressable market size? Means we would have done some kind of research on this. Means if things go well, what is the opportunity size?
So one thing which we noticed is that in formal wear, formal shoes, leather shoes category, there are only few brands you can name it. So one is Bata, and second is Metro Shoes, and you can name one or more few shoes, but there are not many brands available. As in sportswear, there are many brands, Nike, Adidas. It is very difficult to compete with those brands, international brands like Nike, Adidas, Skechers and Asics and all. So this is one category which is less penetrated as far as branding is concerned. And also, you know, people are looking at good quality leather shoes also, which they are not getting it. Basically at a good price, if I talk about the premium category. Then there are other shoes which are available at very, very high price. But the good leather shoes, if I say at 4,500, normally not available. So that is the reason actually we ventured into that. Another reason was because we have a larger stores, which the space should be utilized. So these were the 2 reasons we introduced it.
Okay. And, you know, basically we are saying that value proposition is our right to win, or the USP in this particular. This is how we are planning to take on the incumbents like Bata, Hush Puppies and Liberty. So basically value proposition in terms of quality at a reasonable price, correct?
The quality, again, Bata is not considered a premium brand. So yeah. We being a premium brand compete with Louis Philippe because they also keep the shoes. They also not, you know, having the only standalone shoe store. They're only keeping it at their EBOs. Vanusand is also keeping it. And I've seen it in Arrow also. So even BlackBerry has kept it, you know. So I think every brand is actually, where they have a larger space, try to have the complete men's wardrobe. So we were missing in this category and we introduced it.
Mm-hmm. And sir, last one question. It's more of you know, observation than a question. Basically, when we try to sell in these LFS, you know, do we have right kind of team? You know, I would have, you know, assumed that there is a team, but based on my one of the experience, because I see, you know, in one Reliance Trend store, the, you know, the products were not displayed properly, quite heavily at the back of the, you know, store somewhere. So do we carry on some kind of, you know, checkup and, just to ensure that our products are properly displayed and you know, they are properly marketed in these LFS, because then we are leaving it to them and then they return, they have a, you know, SOR kind of arrangement.
Yeah, it's a very good question. So basically what happens is that if we are present in 400 locations, so there are around 300 locations where we are present throughout the year. So there we get proper wall, where we have summertime also and winter wear products also throughout the year. But in 100 stores, which are only category stores, where we supply a winter, sometimes they place on their will, because we don't have a choice over there, as they are selling only as a category, not as a full year wall they are giving to us. So yes, there may be problem in some 100 stores out of that, but balance 300 stores, we have got a good location and we have given a proper space.
Okay. And we keep on checking it, that, you know, that
we have a team which finalizes it and checks it and, you know, gives the report and all. So those 100 locations we need to compromise, because we are not present in throughout the year. So as a category business, so they place it on their will.
Okay. Great. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Hitesh Popat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I have a 2 questions. One is regarding the companies which are in similar apparel business and more focused on exports, they are performing nicely in recent times. So is there anything, or are we comparing such things like are there any better opportunities in export market or anything as such we are exploring?
Again, it's a good question. We have just started it. We are exporting some consignment to Germany. We have started a few consignment to other countries also, but that the value is not that big. But I think this is one sector which is opening up for Monte Carlo now, and we are seriously looking at this opportunity now.
Because we are a very good brand. I take it Monte Carlo as the top 5 or top 10 brand of India. So we can leverage that brand in export market. We are not getting expected performance in a couple of quarters in India.
As I said that we exported just one consignment to Germany, and we are looking at other countries also. So we have started thinking on this also in the export front.
Okay. My second question would be, what is our current or recent spend on branding advertisement?
Pardon?
What is our recent spending percentage of total sales on branding or advertisement?
We guided for 2.5 to 3% over the revenues.
Okay. Since long I have these questions, as we are a very good brand, can't we raise it to higher percentage, or does it help us or not? Are we confident on that?
Yeah, I think because absolute value is going up every year. As earlier we had a sale of 600 crore, the spend was around 18 crore. Now the spend has gone to 30, 35 crore. So absolute value is going up every year.
Okay. Are we have any plans to raise it as a percentage, like 3-5% of total sales?
Because we are
a good brand, very good brand, I would say. It might give an additional boost.
As of now, we think that the percentage what we are maintaining is sufficient for us, and we may think of increasing it once there is any need for that.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, once again, thank you very much for all the questions which have been asked. So still, if there is any question or any data which you require, which is not provided by the investor presentation, you please feel free to ask to our investor relations agency and also to our company secretary. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.